As you already know, there was a pretty big storm last night. Maybe some of you lost power at your homes. We certainly lost power here at campus, lost power in the rectory. What you might not know is that that storm happened to hit the parish property during the 5 p.m. Mass. Father Malini was the celebrant. I was over in the rectory. But I heard a description of what it was like, that the winds were raging, the rain was coming down really hard, these front doors were blowing open, sticks and leaves were coming in, rain was coming in, some of the candles were blowing out. It was quite the scene. People were trying to hold the doors closed until Father Schumacher came around and locked them so that they wouldn't fly open. In fact, you can still see little bits of debris here in the front of the church. Sticks and leaves, the big pieces have been removed, but there's still some of that here. And as you drove up, you saw a lot of branches and leaves and things all over our campus. But that's not the only kind of storm that we can experience in our lives. There can be other kinds of storms too. There can be emotional storms. We could be overcome with some kind of emotion ourselves, or be in the presence of someone else who is overcome. There can be relational storms. Your relationship with your spouse or your family or your friends or your coworkers, there could be lots of tension. There can be a lot of things going on that are hectic, chaotic. It can be a kind of storm that you would experience. There can be intellectual storms. Something that you thought was true, now you doubt, you question it. There could be spiritual storms where God may seem distant, where he doesn't seem like he's there, he's not present in the midst of what's going on in your life. There could be doubt. There could be hesitation to trust. There could be confusion. Jesus talks to us about storms in the gospel passage, but we hear about storms even before that in our first reading. We can learn about storms in our relationship with Christ by reflecting upon our readings. One of the things that we can pull from our first reading is that even in the midst of the storm, we're not going to be overcome because God is still in control. He limits the storm. We hear him talk about that in our first reading. God says, "When I set limits for it and fastened the bar of its door and said, 'Thus far shall you come, but no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stilled.'" That tells us that whatever we're experiencing, whatever kind of storms we have in our lives, God is not going to allow that to overcome us, so long as we stay in relationship with him. So long as we rely on him, whatever is allowed to happen in our lives will not be too much for us, because God limits the storm. In our first reading, there's also another thing that I would like to point out. At the very beginning of the reading, it says, "The Lord addressed Job out of the storm." So God is speaking to Job in the midst of the storm. He's speaking to Job through the storm. He's communicating something even with all of this chaos. And that's true, whatever storms we may experience too. That they aren't meaningless, but that God has something in mind. That there is a purpose for him to allow us to receive or experience whatever storms we may have. In our gospel passage, we get some sense of what that might be like. What purpose, what meaning could there be? We hear about how Jesus and his disciples go onto the sea and a storm comes up. But Jesus is asleep on a cushion. Sometimes in the midst of our storms, it may seem like that, that God is distant or that he's asleep or that he doesn't care. In fact, they even ask him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" From their experience in that storm, they thought they might die. And they look at Jesus, and it seems like he doesn't care. It seems like he's asleep. And we might experience something like that too in the midst of our own storms of life. But even with that, there's something very important to recognize. Even though it may feel like God isn't present, He is. It says Jesus is in the boat. He is with them in this storm. They're not left alone. They're not by themselves. They're not discarded or abandoned. He is with them in this storm. And they turned to Him in the storm. They cried out to Him. They reached out to Him. And He woke up and He quieted the storm. Okay, why did He allow this storm? Well, Jesus asks them a question. Do you not yet have faith? Did they not believe that because Jesus is with them that they were going to be okay? Did they not believe that He would take care of them? Did they not believe that He cared? He's trying to help grow their faith, allowing their faith to be tested in the midst of the storm. But there's another reason too. And we hear about that in our last sentence of this passage. Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey? In the midst of this storm, Jesus is revealing something about Himself to them. The elements, the world, is obedient to Him. If we look at the first reading, it's God who puts this storm and makes it stop. It makes it still. In our gospel passage, Jesus makes the storm still. He quiets it. That means that Jesus is God. He's revealing something about Himself. He's manifesting His power and authority, helping them to come to this realization of who He is. They were still learning this. We are still learning this. It can be a challenge for us to trust the Lord. It can be a challenge for us to believe that He's really in charge, that He's going to care for us. And so sometimes we experience storms so that He can reveal His presence in the storm, that He is with us, so that He can reveal or manifest His power to us, so that we may have an increase in our faith that He is real, that He does care, that He does love us. We hear about this love of Christ in our second reading. St. Paul talks about it. He says the love of Christ impels us. St. Paul reminds us that Jesus died for all of us. Jesus, who is God, came down from heaven, became man, took on human flesh so that He could give it up on the cross, so that He could die for us, so that our relationship with God the Father, wounded by sin, can be healed and restored. St. Paul reminds us that when we are united with Christ, when we have faith in Him, when we believe, then we are created anew. We are healed of our wounds. He says, whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. The old ways have passed away for us who believe. Doubt, anxiety, fear. The closer we are to Christ, the more these things disappear. They go away because we are created anew. Whatever is in us that causes us to be anxious or lack of trust in the Lord is overcome, is healed. We are created anew in Christ through our relationship with Him. We are healed. He calms the inner storms that may be going on for us. We also hear in our responsorial psalm, near the end of our selected part of the psalm, it talks about how they rejoiced and gave thanks to the Lord when He calmed the storm. Sometimes, in the midst of our storms, we cry out to the Lord and He takes care of it. But then we don't always remember to rejoice and thank Him, to express our gratitude to Him when things work out, when we were terrified, when we were concerned. But that's one of the things we should do, is rejoice and give thanks to the Lord. Every time we gather for Mass, we are rejoicing and giving thanks to the Lord for His many works, for the forgiveness of sins, for all the blessings that we receive. But we also come and ask him to help quiet the storms that we experience. The timing of the storm last night was quite interesting. While I was still in the rectory, the power went out. And at the appropriate time, I came over to help with communion. But the wind was blowing so hard, the rain was coming sideways. So I had to hold the umbrella sideways to try to keep myself dry as I walked over to the church. And after I came in, I had to try to dry myself off quickly before helping with communion. But one of the things that I noticed, even though the power was out here and the storm was still raging outside, there seemed to be a calmness. There seemed to be some sense of peace within the church. Christ was already present at the altar. And in the presence of Christ, there seemed to be a calm of the storm even here. And as Mass continued, as we had communion, the storm was steadily calming down. In like 10 or 15 minutes after Mass, it was as if it wasn't here. As in, the rain had stopped, the wind had stopped blowing. There were still branches everywhere. But the storm had stopped. And that timing to me is quite interesting. Christ comes and the storm goes away. That's what he wants to do for all of us. He wants to come into our lives and calm the storms that we experience. He wants to be with us in the midst of the storm and bring that calm. So let us take a moment now and consider, what are the storms that we are currently experiencing in life? Whether they be emotional, relational, intellectual, spiritual, whatever kind of storms we may have. And invite the Lord to come into that, to hand that storm over to the Lord, to ask him to calm that storm. And throughout this week, anytime we have any kind of storms, to make that same request, to do the same thing, present it to the Lord and ask for his assistance. Let us do that now as we prepare ourselves to encounter our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy Eucharist.